Today we will look at the 72nd attribute in essence, which is Al-Mu'akhir. Now, the one we talked about yesterday, Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir, basically go together. Al-Mu'akhir is the postponer. We talked about the promoter yesterday, or the advancer. Today it's Al-Mu'akhir. And as I mentioned yesterday, there's no direct reference to this name in the text of the Qur'an, but the root word or reference to the word has been made. Let's look at one of those references of Al-Mu'akhir. In Surah Al-Qiyamah, which is Surah number 75, in ayah number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yunabba'u al-insanu yawma'idhin bima qaddama wa akhar. The day of Qiyamah will be when the human being will be informed bima qaddama, with what he sent before, wa akhar, and what he put off. In other words, what he postponed. Let's look at Surah Ibrahim. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah again makes a reference to this. And here he gives a reference to the postponement of his punishment. He says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think that Allah is heedless of what those who are unjust do. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُوا فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. He only respites them to a day. He only postpones the punishment to a day on which the eyes shall be fixed open. That means, if you can say, when somebody will freeze when they look at the consequences of their actions. So, in essence, Al-Mu'akhir is he who causes those who set up other gods besides him, or call upon others besides him, to lag behind while he advances the ranks of those who believe. He delays the disobedient ones, granting his guidance to those who obey him. He postpones the penalty. In other words, he postpones the punishment of the oppressor because he is compassionate and merciful, to that extent giving us time to be able to correct ourselves. So, how does it affect us when we hear Al-Mu'akhir? What is it supposed to do? Well, whenever the heart is exposed to the light of Al-Mu'akhir, to the energy that we draw from Al-Mu'akhir, then we should be able to understand that we should manage our affairs and not postpone things to wait. Don't say, you know, I will do it tomorrow. Inshallah, when I'm older, I will sort myself out. Or I will look at religion when I've got more time. There'll be no postponement. We will also understand the postponement of punishment. Very often you hear people say, well, if there was something wrong, Allah would have punished me now. No thunderbolt comes from the sky like that. Also, when one who applies Al-Mu'akhir to his or her life becomes conscious of regressing, of going backwards, then they search for a reason for it. Perhaps there is an impurity in the heart. Perhaps there is hypocrisy in our intention. Perhaps we need to strive, work harder. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with a more difficult test to see the limit that we can bear. The higher the level of iman, the greater the test. Sometimes people pray that Allah does not test them to their limits. Another aspect of applying Al-Mu'akhir to our lives is to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats us with patience, with kindness, with generosity, in spite of our continual wrongdoings, and in spite of our stubbornness in refusing to see our errors, we've got to understand that this is not because there is an absolvement of the errors or the punishment as such. It is because we have the shaitanic whispering in our ears, which seems to say that it's only because of your wrongdoings and your revolt that Allah is manifesting His infinite mercy, His compassion, and His generosity. Do you not see how irrational that evil teaching is? When we look at it, we think, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, He understands. That is why He's not punishing me for it. That is why He's not sending me a thunderbolt from the sky. It's important to understand this is a twisted reasoning that we have. Or sometimes we have the thinking of no hope, where we say, we're never going to get there. No, we're never going to be able to be close to Him. How am I going to get there? Might as well wait till the day of judgment and see how things go and then plead to His mercy then. That's twisted too. So when we apply Al-Mu'akhir, it's actually bottom line, waking up to reality. In other words, we are the masters of our future, of our destiny. In other words, we are responsible for our actions. And absolutely everything will be manifest unless we sort it out now. However small that good might be, however small that bad might be. Remember Surah Al-Zilzal. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. If you do an atom's worth of good, Allah will bring it out and you will see it. Atoms worth of bad, you will be able to see it, unless we have resolved it and sorted it out. Now, how else do we apply it when it comes to socioethics? Where Abd al-Mu'akhir is one who becomes instrumental in postponing his punishment on people who revolt. In other words, allowing them respite. If you have a habit of reciting this name 100 times a day, then inshallah you will have the insight of being able to see your faults and be able to do tawbah for them. When you do tawbah, recite Al-Mu'akhir 1,000 times. Inshallah Allah will accept that tawbah. Remember, the sign of an acceptance of tawbah is that there is an increase in your desire to perform that dua again. If you wish to prevent a tyrant from gaining a high position, then recite Al-Mu'akhir 1,446 times before sunrise for 7 consecutive days. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you.